big stack. Please make sure she gets your eye contact.
Please make sure she gets your eye contact.
Come and tap her from behind.
Or come and tap her from behind.
Also,
we want to invite
all of you in the back.
All of you in the back.
To sit down.
Sit down.
And stay a while.
And stay a while.
We can do it all. help to end the prison-industrial complex.
Will help to end the prison-industrial complex.
Housing.
Housing.
Jobs.
Jobs.
Healthcare.
Healthcare.
Especially mental health care.
All of these things will help to make the prison
obsolete.
Next on deck.
Next on deck.
Ethan.
I'd like to open up stack.
First
to new voices.
First to new voices.
Anybody out there like to get on stack?
Anybody out there like to get on stack?
You're on.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Janelle.
I'm Janelle.
My question is to Ms. Davis.
How do you propose
to shake the apathy
of young people of color
around the nation
so that they get involved?
And how
do you shake the apathy
of the celebrities of this nation? Especially those who come from poor and underserved communities
that still need their help.
People like Kanye West
and Jay-Z
who prefer to rap
about riches and wealth
when those who serve them are still in poverty. And how do we make this movement
inclusive so everyone
feels that they can provide
for everyone
and that everyone's going to be served
when we fix this system.
Your question
is about inclusiveness and about exerting pressure
on those who don't necessarily want
to be included.
The more we build the movement, the more those who are staying away
will feel compelled to join us.
The real question, I believe,
is to insist on inclusiveness.
Not only formally,
that we can all do it in each other's stories.
To use a quote from Jackie Alexander,
we have to become fluent in each other's stories.
Right here.
Hi, my name is Esther. My question is similar. I'm going to be adding words for people of color who may not be here.
That is the question.
I am not sure I have the answer.
But I can say that it is important.
To insist on the involvement
of people of color, of women,
of marginalized sexualities,
of immigrants, especially undocumented immigrants.
Everyone
to listen
to their voices.
Those who have traditionally
exercised privilege
have to become conscious
of the way that privilege
can continue to be marginalizing.
So this is work we must all do. So in a couple of months, I think the population's attention will start to turn to the electoral process. And the Democrats like the front. And they are against the big banks of Wall Street. I would like to hear your thoughts on how we can get involved politically.
Anyone know the part?
Whether it's a third party or any other way you think we can intervene.
This is one way.
This is one way.
I agree with you.
along with thousands and millions of others.
Down with capitalism.
Down with capitalism.
What we need.
A more complex.
Alternative.
What about barbarism? I think we need I agree that eventually we should be able to exist
without money.
And we should imagine a time when money becomes
obsolete.
In the meantime, there is a whole range of issues
that can define our radical struggles.
Thank you.
We're about to close.
Questions for Stack.
I mean Stack for questions.
For announcements.
Last call on questions.
Revolutions and uprisings
have come and
have come and passed.
Only to arrive full circle.
Only to arrive full circle.
With another revolution.
With another revolution.
It seems to me.
It seems to me.
That we're on the cusp.
That we're on the cusp.
Of something really great.
Of something really great.
So my question.
My question is
what can we do?
What can we do?
To make this not just another revolution. But something that will sustain us.
And humankind.
Good question.
But I think.
It would be great. If this could be. Another revolution.
But I understand.
Your question. Drawing from the past. Inhabiting the present. Imagining the future.
Will allow this movement.
To move us forward. We never know. What the future is going to bring. We can never fully know.
The possible consequences.
Of our activism.
The scholar activist Stuart Hall. Has said. That there are no guarantees.
There are no guarantees.
But we have to act as if.
Act as if it were possible.
To build a future. Which reflects our dreams.
Our aspirations.
Our imagination.
Next on deck.
Right here.
I'm glad you asked me to clarify.
Because when I said
that we need a third party.
A radical party.
I was projecting for the future.
And while I think independent.
Political parties.
Play an important role today.
I also have to say.
That we cannot allow a Republican.
To take office.
Don't we remember?
What it was like.
When Bush was president.
Yes, we do.
That was only.
A few years ago.
And as much as.
We can say.
That Obama has disappointed us.
It is a qualitatively different situation.
And so I think.
The best way to put pressure.
On the Obama administration.
Is to continue.
To build this movement.
This movement.
Reflects.
The forces.
continue.
To build this movement.
So that it embraces.
Trade unions.
So that it embraces.
People who are in churches.
And for students.
And movements.
And everyone.
If we say the 99%,
we have to commit ourselves.
To organizing. Prisoners in Attica, 40 years ago,
Rockefeller.
female prisoners.
White prisoners.
Native American prisoners.
Came together in community.
In democratic community.
To call for
radical change.
That is the second way.
That is the second way.
I can give you many, many more ways.
But you only ask
for three.
Identify with
Undocumented immigrants.
That is another way.
Identify with
Trans people.
Who are arrested.
At a greater rate
than any other group
of people in this country.
That is my fourth way. I can give you many, many more ways. But I think I will stop here.
I think you get my drift.
Those who are most receptive
into the movement.